Bill Myers, co-founder of the Funky Friday Concerts, says the new venue will enable them to continue the benefit shows that were formerly held at Sugarloaf Ridge State Park.
We have found a beautiful place. It's the grounds of the Hood Mansion, which is a part of Hood Mountain Regional Park. Parking is easier to get to. There's more space for attendees, and it's a beautiful outdoor venue. A big green front lawn, and we'll put a stage most likely just outside the front porch, and that will give Hood Mountain and the Hood House as the backdrop for the concerts.
In their third season, last summer, the Funky Fridays concerts were well on their way to new heights in attendance and money raised when it all came to a crashing halt.
We were a victim of our own success. Attendance grew from 100, 150 people the first year to 200 to 300 people the second year to as many as 500 the third year. And then halfway through last summer, we got the word from state parks that we had to cut back attendance.
That limitation to just 125 attendees wiped out the fundraising capacity of the events and thoroughly deflated Myers and his co-producer Linda Parvak. Turning away from the state park, they instead sought a new venue with Sonoma County Regional Parks, which, as it turned out, owns the historic but long-shuttered home. Melissa Kelly, executive director for the Sonoma County Regional Parks Foundation, welcomes the new attention the pre-Civil War mansion will be getting.
It's so convenient for people to get to. Bill and Linda have told me that quite a few of the people who enjoy coming to Funky Fridays live at Oakmont. You could walk from Oakmont to the lawn at Hood Mansion.
The 8,000-square-foot home was built in 1858 and survived the 1906 earthquake. Not only does that make it one of the most venerable structures in the area, noted unofficial local historian Gay LeBaron in a 2006 KRCB report on Hood House, it also has a remarkable pedigree.
Hood was the second owner of the Las Colicas land grant, and that goes back to General Vallejo's time. In fact, the original grant owners, the Wilsons, Ramona Wilson was General Vallejo's sister-in-law. So, I mean, it goes back to the 1830s, which is about as far back as we go in terms of European history.
Kelly is optimistic that the concert series, which will now be raising money for the county's park system instead of the state, will accelerate efforts to repair the Hood House and allow it to be reopened to the public.
We're really hoping that as people come to these concerts and become more familiar with the area, that they'll express some interest in helping the county renovate this building, because it is a charming building. It has so much potential, and at this point in time, we can't open it to the public because it's unsafe.
All in all, says Bill Myers, this may actually be a better location for their concert series.
Instead of having to drive up a long, windy road to Sugarloaf Ridge State Park and have limited parking, we've now got three parking lots, room for lots more cars, and a lot more space on the front lawn, too. It's just perfect. It's a match made in heaven.
A full roster of performers, virtually all of them veterans of previous Funky Fridays concerts, has already been booked for the 15-week season, which kicks off on Memorial Day weekend on Friday, May 27th. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.